Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina wa Azimina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arzuqna tiba'a, wa arina al-batila batila wa arzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, wa zidna ilma. Allahumma akhrijna min zulumatil wahmi, wa akrimna binuril fahm. Okay, brothers, if we could have your attention, come forward, please. So we could start our program. We've got a beautiful topic talking about today, about the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if I could request for all the brothers to come close, so we could start the program. Jazakumullah khair. And before we start, we recommend for all the brothers and the sisters who have their cars downstairs, blocking someone downstairs to remove the car so I don't get any disruption. Jazakum Allah khair. I was going through the Arba'in Nawawiya, and the second last hadith took my attention. It's a beautiful hadith. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. The translation of this hadith, a great hadith, probably short in number, but very, very great in meaning, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, no one, and absolutely no one, will become a true believer until he follows me, until my order is in his life. No one will become a true believer until his desires become according to my way. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. No one will be a complete believer, a real believer, a true believer until his life becomes like my life. If you want the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised, and you want the happiness in this life that Allah azza wa jal had promised, and you want the success in the hereafter that Allah azza wa jal had promised, well, this hadith tells you how he obtained that. You have to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your whole life from A to Z is going to be according to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will follow me, Allah will love you. If you want to attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, will follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, follow the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. This verse was revealed because one of the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went past him, and he saw him very stressed, very sad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, مَا لِي أَرَاكَ مَحْزُونًا. Why do I see you stressed and sad? So he tells him, O Prophet of Allah, I was just thinking about the prophets that went past before you, that lived between their people, then they died. And then I looked at you and said, it's going to happen with you, the same thing. We are living with us, then you're going to die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will follow me as me Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And Allah azza wa jal forgive your sins. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله وولده ووالده والناس أجمعين. That none of you will become a true believer. None of you will become a real believer. None of you will become a complete believer until I'll be more beloved to him than his own father, and than his own kids, and his own self, and from his own money, and from the whole world. None of you will become a true believer. None of you will reach to that stage of being a real believer in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah, the greatest creation of Allah, become the most beloved one to you, more than even more beloved to yourself, more beloved to your father, more beloved to you than your kids, than your money, and every single human being standing on the surface of this world. You will not become a true believer until this becomes in your heart. And that's why when the Umar ibn Khattab came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Arabs, they used to be very straight people, they'll say anything. Like whatever is in their hearts, they'll say it. So Umar ibn Khattab tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Oh Prophet Allah, wallahi, I love you more than everything except myself." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Wallahi, you'll never become a true believer until I'll be more beloved to you than your own self." So Umar ibn Khattab puts his head down for a minute silent, and then puts his head up and says, "Oh Prophet Allah, wallahi, you are more beloved to me than my own self." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, "Now you're a true believer. Now you are a true believer. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at you that you're 100% true believer. None of you will become a true believer until I'll be more beloved to him than his father, the one that raised him and took care of him, and his son, the one he's raising and taking care of, and himself, and everyone around him, and his own money." Why? Couldn't you compare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your father? Could you compare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your son? Could you compare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with your money? Could you compare Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam even in yourself? Could you compare? La wallah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "By my name and glory, Muhammad, wallahi, if they come to me," about the human beings, "if they come to me from every path and knocking on every door for them to enter the paradise, no wallahi, until they come behind you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will never give the permission for anyone to enter the paradise until they come behind you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Look at the value of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the man that we forget every single day. That's the man we neglect every single night. That's the man we hardly remember during our day and night. Look at his value in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the mosque of Medina, and he heard the people, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about Musa and how Musa was, and the patience of Musa, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to talk and dress Musa. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ana sayyidu walad ibn Adam wa la fakhar." I am the master, or I am the leader of all mankind without pride. I'm Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm the man, I'm the leader of all mankind without pride. I'm the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only the one that gives them intercession in a hereafter. When people see the day of judgment, and how the whole world is interrupting, and how the sun is falling, and the moon is collapsing, and the oceans are flooding, people will see Adam alayhi salam. So they'll run to Adam alayhi salam, seeking refuge and help from Adam alayhi salam, telling Adam, "Oh Adam, You are the Prophet of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with His own hands. O Adam, we ask refuge. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for refuge and pardon from this moment. So Adam alayhi salam says, Nafsi, nafsi. Myself, myself. Myself, myself. I had committed a sin. No one had committed that sin like me. Go to Nuh alayhi salam and ask refuge. Ask Nuh to ask Allah Azza wa Jal for pardon and refuge. So everyone ran to Nuh alayhi salam. Then they'll ask Nuh, O Nuh, you are the Prophet of Allah. You are the Messenger of Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for refuge and pardon from this moment. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to rescue us from this moment. So Nuh will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. I had committed a sin. No one had ever committed a sin like me. Go to Ibrahim. So Ibrahim went to Ibrahim alayhi salam. O Ibrahim, you are the Messenger of Allah. You are the Prophet of Allah. Ask Allah for rescue and pardon from this moment. We need help. We need support. So you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for your great status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim will say, Nafsi, Nafsi, I had committed a sin. No one had ever committed a sin like me. So I go to Musa alayhi salam. So Ibrahim will run to Musa alayhi salam. O Musa, you are the Prophet of Allah. You are the Messenger of Allah. Anta kalimullah, you are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to. O Musa, look what's going on around. Ask your Lord to help us and send support to us. Ask refuge and pardon from Allah. So Musa was saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. I had committed a sin. No one had ever committed a sin like me. So I go to Isa. So they run to Isa alayhi salam. Approach Isa, O Isa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called you His spirit, soul. Anta ruh Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with no father. O Isa, ask pardon. Ask rescue. Ask refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this terrifying moment. So Isa says, Nafsi, Nafsi, go to Muhammad. So they ran to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala nabi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. So they run to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell Muhammad, O Prophet of Allah, O the Messenger of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal concealed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed the prophets after. There's no more prophets after you, Muhammad. Ask Allah for refuge and pardon. Ask Allah to help us. Ask Allah to support us from this moment. Look at this moment. Look what's going on around us. So we come into you to ask for help. So you could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. So what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Does he reply back the way the other prophets replied back by them saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself? No. But he says, Ana laha, Ana laha. I'm the one for it. I'm the one for it. So he goes under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prostrates under the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak wa sal tu'ta washfa' tushaffa. O Muhammad, put your head up and ask you'll be given and ask pardon will be given to you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Allah, ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, my nation, my nation. Ya Allah, have pardon, my nation. Ya Allah, have mercy on my nation. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his great status. O Muhammad, no one is allowed to enter paradise before you. That's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted a gift that he never ever gifted that gift to any human being before Muhammad or any human being after Muhammad. Where Allah Azza wa Jal invited him to him. In the Isra wal Mi'raj. From Mecca to Jerusalem. Jerusalem to the seventh sky. To meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a man that we neglect and we forget every single day. That's a man that we go and replace him with the imitation of the kuffar. Instead of us imitating him. That's Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had that value in their hearts. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so strong in their hearts, they were ready to die and sacrifice not only their souls, but their families and their wives and their kids and their fathers and their mothers and their money for the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the example of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at that great example of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, and his companion was only Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking in the middle of the desert, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one stands in front of him, the other time stands he's on his right, the third time stands behind him, the fourth time stands his left, and just goes around circles and circles and circles. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that scene and he told him, Abu Bakr, what's making you do this? What's pushing you to do this? So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, O Prophet Allah, I remember the enemies are coming from the front, so I come protect you with my own soul from the front. And I remember the enemies are coming from behind you, so I come and protect you from with my own soul from behind you. O Prophet Allah, I remember the enemies are coming from your right, I come and protect you with my own soul from your right. And I remember the enemies are coming from your left, so I come and protect you with my own soul from your left. O Prophet of Allah, if I die, I'm a normal, ordinary human being from your nation, but if you die, the whole nation dies. That's how much love they had to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how much love they had to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were ready to do anything. They were ready to put anything for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were ready to sacrifice anything for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the battle of Uhud, Anas ibn al-Nadri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the battle of Uhud, because the Sahaba disobeyed one order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lost. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned 50 men to stand on that hill and not to move. It's either we're winning or losing, then move. Because they disobeyed the order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lost. Look how important the order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. One order made the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum lose. And then the rumor went out that Muhammad had died. Muhammad had died. Muhammad had died. So the Sahaba, few of them, sat down and said, what should we fight if Muhammad had died? So Anas ibn al-Nadri radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees this man sitting down. And he tells him, what are you sitting down for? Why aren't you fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they said, Muhammad had died. Muhammad is dead. Muhammad has been killed. He's been assassinated. He's been killed. That's it. He does not exist anymore. So Anas ibn al-Nadr said, since Muhammad had died, what's the point of you living after the death of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Go and fight the way Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought. Since Muhammad had died, then what's the point of living in this world when Muhammad does not exist? Since Muhammad had died, what's the point of you living your life? Since the greatest human being died, what's the point of you staying in this world? Go and die the way Muhammad died. And he drew his sword and kept him far until he died in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes back with his army to Medina, one of the sahabiyat, the female companions, the news comes to her that her father and her brother and her own son died in that battle. So straight away, who did she ask for? What about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they told her the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in good health. So she said, I will not believe this until I see it with my own eyes. So they took her to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering the Medina. So she said, Alhamdulillah, everything after you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is okay. Everything after you, I'm happy. Since you are alive, Alhamdulillah, I'm happy. Look at the love they had to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You were the best nation to be brought out to people. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in the Quran. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum wa radu an. Allah azza wa jal is pleased from them. And they are pleased from Allah azza wa jal because of the love to to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because of the love to the Holy Prophet. Because of the love to that man that took him from the darkness into light. From the corruption into the straight path. From the sadness into the happiness. They loved him. They were ready to do anything for him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a person, had a little child. The Sahaba used to all the time give their child to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for them to be under the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the Sahaba, his name is Rabi'ah. He was serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mainly used to carry the shoes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and bring the miswak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially when he's making wudu. He used to bring the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to bring the water of the wudu to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So once that man, once that young child comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the wudu, with the water of the wudu to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells him, "Salni, ask me for something." He loved him so much. That's how beautiful the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was towards the companions and towards, especially to the young adults. He told him, "Salni, ask me for something. I would like to offer you something. Look how beautiful and kind you are towards me. I would like to offer you something." So he said, "As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. I ask from you one thing. I want to be with you in the paradise, Prophet of Allah. Ask me for something. Oh, Prophet, I'd love to be with you. I don't want anything from this world. All I ask is Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept me to be with you in the paradise." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Idhan a'inni bi kathrati sujood." Then, make sure you prostrate a lot to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to be with me in the paradise, you have to prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jalla a lot. Which means, pray a lot to Allah Azza wa Jalla. The way I'm me, the Prophet of Allah, I pray a lot to Allah. You want to be with me? Pray more to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will make with me. A man approaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, "Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a? When is the day of judgment?" So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, "Mada atatta laha?" Okay, you're asking about the day of judgment? Don't ask me about the day of judgment. What did you prepare for the day of judgment? The day of judgment is coming whether you like it or not. It's there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the day for the day of judgment and it's coming. Now doubt, it's coming. So don't ask me when is the day of judgment. It could be now, it could be tomorrow, it could be later. But the question I'm asking you right now, what have you prepared for the day of judgment? What did you prepare to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the man tells him, "O Prophet Allah, I prepared the love of Allah and His Prophet." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, "Idhan al-mar'u ma' man ahab." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have you with the one you loved. If you love me, sincerely from your heart, the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that none of you will become a true believer until I'll be more loved to him than his father, and his son, and himself, and his money, and this whole world. If you have this in your heart towards me, I guarantee you being with me in the day of judgment. How many of us here want to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam day of judgment? I guarantee every single one of us wants to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single one of us wants to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing next to him in a day of judgment, entering the paradise behind him, and being with him in the paradise. Then, you have to prove it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you prove it? Show the respect to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How respect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imitate him. Be like him. Look like him. Behave like him. Act like him. Talk like him. Have the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have the good discipline of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have the good attitude of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have the good respect of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have the proper manner of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have the proper look of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask yourself, how much of the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of that do I have that in my life? Start off with your looks. How much do I look more to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Start with your acts. From my acts, how much of my acts is like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Start with your manners. How much of my manners is like the manners of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? With your behavior. With the way of talking. With the way of acting. In your whole life. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to love to imitate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything. In everything. Even the smallest thing, they used to act like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a stranger will enter the mosque of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he can't distinguish Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his people. Everyone just looks like him. Everyone just looks like him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a long beard. Everyone had a long beard. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the Islamic dress code. Everyone was wearing like Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an imamah, everyone was had an imamah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a miswak, everyone had a miswak. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying, they'll pray like him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk, they'll walk like him. It's narrated that Ibn Umar once, to that stage, I don't know what we think of it, but to that stage, that was Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was walking, and he bent his head in a place where he doesn't need to bend his head. Usually there's a tree. You'll bend your head if there's something that might hit your head. But why did Ibn Umar bend his head? So one of the companions saw Ibn Umar just bending his head. So he told him, why did you bend your head in a place where there's no need of bending your head? He said, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bending his head under a tree. Like the Prophet had a reason from behind him, but this man, just because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, he don't like him. They used to just follow him in everything. Because who's better than him? You have to imitate someone in this life. You have to imitate every single one of us here and every single one of us outside. He's imitating someone. We're all imitating someone. Every single one of us imitating someone. Who's a better imitation than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Could you find someone better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to imitate? Could you find a better character than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Could you find a better face, a beautiful face like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Sahaba used to look at the face of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to stare at him. They used to look at him. What a beautiful face. What a nur. Of course, what a nur. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a manners. What manners. Hey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way Allah described the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, he did not describe, oh Muhammad, you've got manners. No, not even neither. Allah azza wa jalla in Surah Al-Qalam, he described the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقًا عَظِيمٌ. Oh Muhammad, you haven't got manners. Oh, manners is into you, not. Oh Muhammad, you are above manners, you're standing on the manners. That's how Allah described him. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقًا عَظِيمٌ. Oh Muhammad, you are on manners. You are on the manners, that means you control manners. You are above manners. It's like you're standing on a mountain and you control everything around you. The Prophet ﷺ reached a stage with his manners that he was above the manners. The great manners. That's how the Prophet ﷺ was. How much of that do we have in our life? Why? When I see one of my friends, mashallah, he's a drug dealer on the street with a WRX, I start saying, I wish if I was like this man. I'd love to have a car like him. I'd love to have a girl like him. I'd love to have a hairstyle like him. And he looks like, Allahu alam what he looks like. Okay, I'd love to be like him. Subhanallah. Have that on Muhammad. Have that in your heart like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time put in your mind that how I wanna be as much as I wanna look like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as I can. I wanna be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as I can. Because by me being like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eternal paradise from behind it. It's success from behind it. There's a beautiful life from behind it. That's having your heart all the time. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were imitating the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything! In everything! They didn't leave anything! They used to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they used to run, compete among each other. Which one could imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better? Which one could look more to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which one could have the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That's how they were. Which one, wallah, could look like Van Damme? Which one could look like Tyson? Which one could look like the Hollywoods? Which one could look like the DJ or something? No. They used to be like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which one of us could look like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Which one of us could appear like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is the next successor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Even his death, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their hearts were so attached to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when he saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam dead on his bed, He just jumped at his face and started to kiss his face and said, "Ma atiyabaka hayyan wa mayyita." Oh, beautiful, oh, Prophet of Allah, how beautiful you are, dead and alive. How beautiful you are, dead and alive. Now when the news came out, and the news came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Muhammad had died, Umar ibn Khattab, look, he went out of his mind and he drew his sword and he says, "Whoever says Muhammad had died, I'll kill him with my own sword. Muhammad did not die." But Muhammad went to talk to Allah the way Musa went to talk to Allah, and he came back to his people. And Muhammad is going to come back to his people and he'll cut and chop heads of people saying that Muhammad had died. Muhammad never dies. That's how much their hearts were attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes out of the room of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he stands on a minbar and he says, "Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat wa man kana ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut." Whoever used to worship Muhammad, Muhammad had died. And whoever used to worship Allah, Allah lives, never dies. Look at the hearts attached to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The heart was so attached to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated that after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba they used to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dreams daily and daily, seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dreams. That's how much love they had towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whoever sees me in his dreams, he had saw me in reality, because the shaitan can't disguise himself in my figure." So whoever Allah subhanahu wa taala gives to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, you had saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in reality. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you, he's telling you the truth, because shaitan can't disguise himself in the form of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how do you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream? If you love him so much, you'll see him. One of my teachers overseas, he gave us once a story about someone approaching one of his teachers, telling him, "I would like to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dreams." So he told him, "Make dua, ask Allah azza wa jalla to show you him in your dreams, and inshallah you'll see him." So he went and he made dua, and the next day he comes to his teacher and tells him, "Allah, I made dua, but I didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." So he told him, "Make dua again." So again he goes and makes dua, and he didn't see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time. So the sheikh wanted to teach him a way to show him, if you really love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you want to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll see him. So he told him, "Listen, tomorrow I want you to fast. And after you fast, you come and break your fast over my house. I don't want you to drink water. And I'm cooking this delicious meal for you." So he cooked for him fish full of salt. Ya Latif. He comes, does not break, and told him, "Look, after either you're going to see the Prophet." So he comes, doesn't break his fast. With water, straight away he sees that delicious fish full of salt. He starts to eat that fish. After you're dying for water. You're dying for water after that meal. But he told him, "Listen, if you want to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can't drink." So the man strived and struggled, and he did not drink. And he slept. The next day he comes to his teacher. So his teacher tells him, "Sure, did you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" He said, "La wallah." So he told him, "What did you see?" He said, "I saw myself swimming in water and drinking water and just drinking water and drinking water." So the sheikh told him, "Subhanallah, see how much eager you were towards the water, that you wanted to drink water, you saw water in your dreams. If you had the same love of that water in your heart, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you have the 100% love to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see him." And one of the signs of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you pray on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what does prayer on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mean? Does it mean Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen? No. The word salat in Arabic, the real meaning of salat in Arabic means language. The real meaning of salat in Arabic language means prayer, means dua. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels pray on the Prophet. All those believers pray on the Prophet. So there are three There are three times to pray on the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, there's three ways on prayer of the Prophet ﷺ. There's the prayer from Allah, there's the prayer from the angels, and there's the prayer from the believers, the normal human beings. How is the prayer on the Prophet ﷺ from Allah? Is having mercy and forgiveness on the Prophet ﷺ. How is the prayer from the angels? Is asking mercy and forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how is the prayer of the human beings? Is also making dua to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's an order from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whenever you hear the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is you pray on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by you saying Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah, our peace be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the stingy, the selfish one, is the one that my name is mentioned in front of him and does not pray on me. He doesn't even pray on me. رَغْمَ أَنْفِ رَجُلٍ ذُكِرْتَ عَنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلَّ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said that, look, the meaning, look, to translate that meaning of Arabic into English is sad, but it's in a way like, I force someone, it's a force on someone that whenever my name is mentioned in front of him to pray on me. And the Prophet ﷺ said, pray on me. Wallahi, I'll get your prayer. Allah Azza wa Jal sends your prayer to me. Every time you say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, an angel goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, oh Prophet Allah, this person, with that attitude, that thing, this, that, with these qualities, he may have prayed on you. Every time you send your salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet replies your salam, he replies the salam back to you. And the best days to salla on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to pray on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Yawm al-Jum'ah. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ Yawm al-Jum'ah, the best day that the sun had rised on, is the day of Jum'ah, the day on Friday. فَأَكْثِرُ فِيهِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْهِ. So increase from the prayer on me. Pray on me as much as you can. All the time, increase from the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every night, and every morning, before you sleep, every morning when you wake up, think, okay, how can I increase from being like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And every night, judge yourself, how much did I increase today? And if whatever you increase, say, inshallah, tomorrow, I'll increase from that. All the time, step by step, look like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, behave like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, act like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every one of us wants the best of everything. Every human being wants the best character. Every human being wants the best behavior. Every human being wants the best attention. Every human being wants the best saying on him. Then, he's the best of all best. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be like him. You'll have the best character. Be like him. You'll have the best quality. Be like him. You'll have the best looks. Be like him. You'll have the best behavior. Be like him. You have the best reputation. Be like him. You have the best discipline. So inshallah, all of us, every day, remind ourselves, how can I look like or act more like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Before we finish, we've got a brother that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got to Islam and he wants to become a Muslim. So brother, come forward. If I could have just quietness, no interruption please. Okay. What's your name, brother? Okay, brother Desmond, come here please. Okay. Brother, it's very simple and easy. It's very natural, and that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla calls this religion the natural religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls this religion the natural religion. And this religion, because it's so natural, that's why it's the fastest growing religion in the world. Everyone's going to it. Everyone wants it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you from all these people to be in this nation, alhamdulillah. To people from the successful people in this life, and the successful people in the hereafter. To be from the people of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's an honor given to you, and something you take care of. So what you say after me, I'll say in Arabic first, then I'll say in English. And it's only testifying, there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is Prophet of Allah. And that's how you become a Muslim. Very simple and easy. Just by these two words, God will give you paradise. Okay. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Allah.
Allah.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illa.
Illa.
Allah.
Allah.
Wa ashhadu.
Wa ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
Muhammadan.
Muhammadan.
Rasulu.
Rasulu.
Allah.
Allah.
I testify. There's no God.
There's no God.
But Allah.
But Allah.
And I testify.
And I testify.
That Muhammad. Is the Prophet of Allah.
Is the Prophet of Allah.
Shabab, takbir. 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 The brothers are expressing their happiness to you, brother. They're so happy for you. The brotherhood in Islam is much stronger than the brotherhood in blood. Remember this. And something, subhanAllah, I remind every single one of us, brothers and sisters, a verse in the Quran to show us that if we're not going to take care of this religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us, what Allah azza wa jalla had promised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٍ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, say that if your own kids and your own fathers and your own wives and your own cousins and your own tribe and your own business and your own money and your own houses are more beloved to you than Allah and His Prophet, then wait for the punishment of Allah azza wa jalla to come down on you. Love Allah and His Prophet. Take care of Allah and His Prophet's religion. If we want to show the love of Allah and His Prophet, then take care of the deen of Allah and take care of the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised of His punishment coming down on us. If you do not show the love of Allah azza wa jal, and you do not show the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then expect the punishment of Allah to come on you sooner or later. How could you have anything else before Allah? How could you have the materialistic things in your life before Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How could you love another mankind more than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Muhammad shed his blood and he poured his love for your sake? It's a punishment that Allah had promised every single one of us. It's a promises that Allah azza wa jalla had promised. If you don't love Allah and His Prophet before anything else, the punishment of Allah azza wa jalla will come down. And the love of Allah and His Prophet is by us taking care of His religion. You love something, you take care of it. You love something, you protect it. You love something, you look after it. And if you love Allah and His Prophet, you look after their religion. You'll protect their religion. You'll take care of the religion before Allah Azza wa Jalla throws you out. And remember this verse in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you're not going to support Muhammad, well, Allah promised that He'll support Muhammad. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will get the right people to support Muhammad. If you do not take care of the deen of Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you and exchange you with other people, and Allah will make sure this time that these people are not like you, but they're much better than you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla described them in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. All those believers, whoever turns away from Allah's religion, whoever walks away from Allah's religion, whoever does not take care of Allah's religion, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He'll exchange you with people that Allah loves them and they love Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's be from the ones that Allah loves them. And we love Allah Azza wa Jal. And we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we take care of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we look after the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before we look after anything else in our lives. Shabab takbir! Come and sell, come make salam to the new Muslim brother.
I want to be the first one.
Easy, he's got a broken hand. Allah alaykum. He's got a broken hand. We don't want him to go with another one, please. I remind the brothers and sisters that if you have any new Muslim, just bring him to me. Alhamdulillah, we've got great two teams of brothers and sisters taking care of the new Muslims. So if you have any new Muslim that wants to become a Muslim, or is already a new Muslim, just send them to us, inshallah, we'll take care of him. Jazakum Allah khair.